All right, we're ready to get underway. Macon County is going to control the tip-off. Peyton has it. Shot's no good. And Novinger's Stoll comes up with the rebound. We're going the other way. Stoll to Gunnels. Back to Stoll. Round the horn over the left side to Lumen. Cross court to Ashley. Shot's no good. Novinger with the rebound. 15-foot jump shot by Lumen's no good. Macon County comes up with it. We're going back the other way. Tate has it. Drives along the left side of the lane. Kicks the ball back out to Lesher. Over to Bailey. Shot up off the glass is no good. Novinger with the rebound. Lumen's taking it the other way. He falls down. Tate comes up with it and brings it around the other way. Coming across the timeline on the far side. Resets the offense. Hands it off to Bailey. Bailey to Lesher. Lesher to Pate in the right corner, all the way back out to Martin up top. Over to Bailey, the left wing, back to the corner. To Lesher, and I think it went out of bounds. It's around the corner from me. I can't quite see what happened. That's going to be Macon County's ball, I know that. They get it into Bailey. Bailey back to that line left corner again. Shot's no good. And it's going to go out of bounds, I believe, off of Novinger's Corey Smith. They get it in to Bailey right under the basket. His shot's no good, but they're going to call a foul. Foul's going to be on Corey Smith. That's the first foul of the game. 6:46 now. Tate will inbound it to a waiting Thompson. Thompson out to Martin up top, around the horn to the right side to Bailey. Martin can't hold on to it. Lumen gets his hand on it and it goes out of bounds. But the ball's going to stay with Macon County. Thompson to Tate. Tate has it up top, back over to Bailey. Over to Lesher on the right wing. Lesher about pass to Zach Martin up at the top of the key to Bailey. Back to the left corner to Lesher. Back to Bailey up top over Pate on the right side. He's going to drive it in onto the right block. Shot's no good. And Pate and Stoll had their hands on it at the same time, but they're going to say when it went out of bounds that it favors Novinger. So Stoll is going to bring it back the other way for Novinger. Sends it over to the left side to Lumen. Cross-court pass doesn't work, and it ends up in the hands of Macon County, and so Pate's going to bring it back the other way, sends it to the left corner. Boy, they must like that left corner and get it into Lesher. His shot's no good. And Atchley ends up with the ball for Novinger. Stoll's going to bring it the other way. Comes across the timeline. Sends it back to Gunnels. Into Smith. Smith is able to put it in, so the Wildcats are finally the first on the board. 2-0. Pate brings it across the timeline, splits the defense, and he's going to be fouled, and the foul is going to be on Stoll. Two fouls now on Dovinger. That's the first on Stoll. The inbounds to Pate. Pate walks it across center court, guarded by Thompson. To Lumen in the lane to Bailey. Bailey just about loses a handle on it, but they get it over to Pate on the right side. Pate's going to drive it into the lane. Back to Bailey. His shot up off the glass is good. So, 5 minutes left in the first period of play. We're all knotted up at the grand total of 2. Lumen has it. Sends it over to Atchley at the left corner. Atchley to Stoll at the left wing. Cross court over to Lumen. Lumen drives it in the right elbow and has the ball partially stripped. It's going to go out of bounds off of Macon County, so the ball will stay with Novinger. Lumen into Stoll. Stoll walks it across the timeline back over to Lumen. Lumen gets it into Smith. Smith can't quite handle it. Lesher kind of contests him for it, and it goes out of bounds, and it'll come back to Macon County. Pate will inbound it for Macon County to awaiting Bailey. Bailey to Martin to Pate. Pate brings it across the timeline, 2-on-1 to Thompson. Thompson can't put it in, but Lesher with the putback is good. Lumen for Novinger walks it across the timeline, kind of on the near side. Cross court back to Atchley. Atchley at the stole at the left wing over to Lumen, the right wing. His shot's no good. Stole with the rebound. And they're going to say he walked with it. Doss checking into the game for Novinger. Bailey inbounds it to Zach Martin. Martin to Pate. Pate brings it across the timeline on the right side. Dribbles it in the lane. Nice looking spin move there. Puts it up and in. Nice job by Joey Pate. Stoll brings it back the other way. Sends it over to Lumen on the left side. Back to Atchley in the corner. Into the big man Smith. Smith can't make a way for himself, but Novinger ends up with it again. Back to Atchley at the left wing, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Novinger, and so it'll be Macon County's ball. Bailey will inbound it, sends it in to Martin. Martin back to Bailey. Bailey's going to bring it across himself, sends it all the way down to Thompson in the corner. Thompson to Bailey. And somebody from Novinger got their hands on it, and they're going to say a jump ball. The arrow will favor the Novinger Wildcats, and so Atchley will inbound it to Stoll. Stoll brings it up. No pressure. High pass back to Doss. Doss back out to Lumen. Lumen picks it in the lane, shoots the jumper. No good. But Doss with the rebound. Back to Lumen. Lumen from the corner. Shot is well short, but it's going to come right back to Doss, but he steps on the line as the ball is going out of bounds. So it'll come back to Macon County. Dakota JQ's in the game for Novinger. Pate has it. Up ahead to Thompson. Thompson brings it across himself. I think he was trying to get it in to Bailey. That's off of one of the Novinger players' foot, so the ball will remain with Macon County. Pate will inbound it, sends it all the way out to Martin. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to favor Novinger this time. 2:54 left in the first. Macon County leads it 6-2. Atchley inbounds it to Stoll. Stoll brings it up across the timeline. Sends it over to JQ's in the left wing, back to Atchley in the corner. Ball is tipped. Pate ends up with it, sends it all the way up to Bailey, and they're going to call a charge. First foul on Bailey. As the offensive foul, no shooting, just change of possession. So Stoll will bring it back for Novinger. 2:35 left in the first. Stoll sends it to JQ's over on the left side. Back to Stoll. Stoll dribbles it in the lane. Shot's good, but somehow Stoll gets poked in the eye or something. Officials checking him out. He's okay. Bailey inbounds it to Pate. Back to Bailey. Bailey over to Thompson. Thompson at the left blocks. Can't do anything with it at the Lesher. To Atha in the game. To Pate. Back over to Atha on the right wing. Into Thompson at the right blocks. His shot up off the glass is good. Good power move by Thompson. Timeout on the field by Novinger. 1:59 left in the first period. Macon County leads it 8-4. So after the timeout, it'll be Novinger's ball. Stoll brings it across the timeline, sends it to the right corner. Pass is too high. Lesher ends up with it, and he takes it coast to coast. Left-handed layup, but going in. Macon County now has 10, leads 10-4 over Novinger. Stoll has it, brings it across the timeline, sends it over to the left side to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes dribbles between his legs to Etchley in the corner. Cross court in the lane to Stoll. Stoll shot up the glass is too strong. Lesher ends up with it momentarily. But Doss with the steal to Stoll up top over to the right side. Cross court pass to Etchley back to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes will dribble around to the top of the key. Over to Stoll, right wing, back to the corner to Doss. Doss tries to get a cross-court pass, but right into the hands of Bailey for Macon County. So Pate's going to bring it back the other way. 1 minute, 3 seconds left in the first period. Macon County leads it 10-4. Lesher has it, sends it to the left corner. To Thompson. Thompson dribbles into the lane, hands it over to Lesher. His shot up off the glass is good. 12-4, 46 seconds left in the first. Stoll is going to bring it back. Brings it up across the timeline, sends it over to Jake Hughes on the left side. Back to Stoll up top, back to the right corner to Doss. Doss to Jake Hughes in the lane, has the ball stripped from him, goes out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Novinger. Stoll is going to inbound it for Novinger, sends it out to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes over to Etchley. Shot is short. Jake Hughes has a hand on it, but it goes out of bounds, so it'll come to Macon County. Bailey is going to inbound it. 27 seconds left. Thompson checking back. No, sorry. Lumen checking back in for Novinger. Send it all the way up ahead to a streaking Lesher for the easy jump shot, and he can't convert. Novinger gets it. Stoll's going to. Jake Hughes is going to bring it back the other way. Has the ball stripped by Macon County. But Novinger was touched at last, so it'll come back to Macon County. Pate has it for Macon County, 17 seconds. Over to Atha. Atha to Bailey, back to the left corner. Shot is up and no good. Novinger with the rebound. Jake Hughes has it. Time expires, and at the end of one, oh my gosh. Shot from half court, banks in, but they're going to say it was after the buzzer. So at the end of the first period, Macon County leads it 12-4. Just joining us in the girls' consolation game, Palmyra Junior Varsity comes up on top, 53-29 over Macon County. We're at the end of the beginning of the second period of play in the boys' consolation game, and Macon County leads it 12-4. It's going to be Macon County's ball. Bailey will inbound it to a waiting Joey Pate. Pate brings it across the timeline. No pressure by Novinger. Drives it in the lane himself, a little spin move, and I think they're going to say he walked with it. Lumen has it for Novinger, brings it across the timeline, sends it over to the right side to Jake Hughes into Smith. Smith out to Doss, shots no good, Pate with the rebound. He's going to bring it in himself, but then sends it over to Atha, and his shot up off the glass is good. Lumen for Novinger sends it all the way in, but right into the hands of awaiting Andy Thompson for Macon County. Pate will bring it back the other way to Bailey. Bailey has it up top, resets the offense, sends it over to Lesher. On the right side, gets it in to Thompson at the right elbow, back out to Atha. Hatha hands it off to Bailey. Sends it to the left corner to Lesher. Back out to Bailey. Over to Pate. Pate brings it around. He's going to take it along the left side of the lane. His shot up off the glass is no good. Thompson with the rebound. And the shot, it's good, and he draws the foul. Foul's going to be on Cody Atchley. That's his first. Third team foul by Novinger. We got one on Macon County. Thompson will be at the line. Andy Thompson hits the front end of the iron, but it goes in. So a 6:42 left in the half. Macon County has got a commanding lead, and this one is 16-4 over Novinger. Novinger inbounds it to Eric Lumen. Lumen to J.Q. back to the right corner to... But back out. Oh, that was a great save by Lumen. Almost too much action going on here, but eventually Atha ends up with a steal for Macon County. Hands it off to Pate. Pate to Lesher. To Bailey. Over to Pate in the right corner. Back out to Bailey. His shot just inside the arc is no good. Dominger with the rebound and will hit it back the other way. Lumen comes across the timeline, tries to get it in the lane, but throws it right to Thompson again. Second time that's happened. Pate's going to bring it in the lane for Macon County. Pulls up and shoots. About a 12-foot jump shot. It's no good, but he's fouled in the process. The foul is on 32 Adam Doss. And we'll see how Pate is as a free throw shooter. First shot is up. Just tickled the twine as it went through. Rowe checking in the game for Macon County. Thompson went out. Pate's shot is up and good. 19-4 now Macon County. Lumen with the ball for Navinger. Sends it over to J.Q.'s on the left wing. Bounce pass back to Lumen. Sends it over to the right corner, and it's going to go out of bounds. Off of number 33, Travis Gunnels. Wasn't able to quite corral it. So with the turnover, it'll come back to Macon County. Ball comes in to Zach Martin. To Pate. Pate, the primary ball handler. Comes across the timeline, sends it over to Lesher on the right wing. Out to Martin up top, kind of a scrum. Bailey comes up with it, though, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to favor Novinger. Novinger inbounds it to Stoll. Everybody falls back. Stoll brings it across the timeline, sends it over to J.Q., the right wing, back to Gunnels in the corner. Back out to Stoll. His shot up off the glass is no good. And they're going to say the ball was off of Macon County before it went out of bounds, so it'll stay with Novinger. Stoll will inbound it. Sends it all the way out to J.Q. J.Q. with a nice jump shot, but it's way off the mark. Pate with the rebound, and he brings it back the other way. Pate dribbles between his legs. Sends it back out to... Looks like he was going to send it to Bailey, but then he changed direction, took it himself into the lane, and a nice little 12-foot jump shot makes it good. 21-4 now, Macon County. Stole with the ball for Novinger. Over to J.Q. in the right wing. Back to Gunnels in the right corner. Tries to get it back out to Stole, and actually ends up with it. Shot is up and good. Nice-looking power play by Ashley there, taking a little turnaround jump shot. Able to put it in. Pate comes across the line to Bailey. Over to Lesher. Back to the corner. Out to Bailey. Bailey out to Pate up top. And Pate took up the right elbow, but then had to take a step to get around the one of the Novinger players, and he walks with it. 4:17 left in the half. Stoll brings it across the timeline, sends it over to J.Q.'s in the lane to Atchley. And Pate comes up with it. Not where he was intending to say it. Send it. Tries to get it. Pate sends it all the way to Martin. And Martin is going to be fouled by Stoll. Grabbed his arm. That's going to be the second foul on Stoll. Five team fouls now on Novinger, one on Macon County. Pate will inbound it for Macon County to Bailey. Bailey streaking into the lane, and he's able to put it up off the glass. Good. Macon County just kind of running away with this. Stoll brings it up across the timeline, sends it over the left side to Jake Hughes. Back over to Stoll. Stoll takes it into the lane. His shot is no good, but he's fouled in the process. He'll go to the line to shoot a couple. Foul is going to be on what I affectionately refer to as Buckshot Anderson with the 00 number. It'll be Jason Anderson. 3:44 left in the half. Stoll's first shot is up and no good. Second shot is on its way, and likewise is no good. Macon County comes up with a rebound. Pate's going to bring it across the line in a hurry. Dribbles behind his back. Sends it to Rowe at the left blocks. Back to Pate. Nice, strong movement in the lane. No good. Rowe with the rebound. Put back is good, and he's fouled in the process. Foul is going to be on number three, Travis Gunnels. That's his first, sixth team foul on Novinger. And Rowe, James Rowe, will have a chance for the little three-point conversion. Ball comes right back to him. He has the rebound. Out to Anderson. Anderson to Pate up top. Pate to Rowe on the right wing to Bailey. To Anderson. Shot's no good. Novinger's Corey Smith with the rebound. Stoll is going to bring it back the other way. 3:07 left in the half. Stoll to Jake Hughes. Back out to Stoll. Back to Jake Hughes. Back to the corner. Into the right blocks to Corey Smith. Power move. Shot's no good, but he gets his own rebound and makes good on the putback. Pate sends it up to Rowe. Rowe on the left wing. Back out to Pate. Pate's going to square up. No, thinks better of it. Sends it over to the right wing to Bailey. His shot for three is no good. Lesher had a hand on it, but Smith comes up with the rebound for Nominger. Gives it to Stoll. Stoll's going to bring it back the other way. Sends it back to Gunnels. Gunnels takes it in along the baseline. Makes good for two. Nominger finally kind of starting to wake up. 2:21 left in the half. Pate's going to take it along the left side of the lane. Into the lane. Shot is up and good. Boy, nice looking shot by Pate. Off balance in the air. Changed directions, but able to convert. Stoll brings it back. Slowed down the pace a little bit. Sends it in the lane to Smith. Smith can't do anything with it. Back out to Stoll. Over to the right side to Jake Hughes. Back out to Stoll. Stoll dribbles into the left elbow. Shot no good. James Rowe for Macon County with the rebound. Sends it over to Bailey, and Bailey's going to bring it back the other way. 1:46 left in the half. Bailey to Lesher. Lesher over to Pate on the right side. Pate to Rowe at the right wing. To Bailey, and ball ends up going out of bounds, and it's going to be knocked out by Novinger, so we'll stay with Macon County. 1:31 left in the half. 27-10, Macon with the advantage. Bailey into Pate. Pate resets the offense. Over to Atha. Out to Martin up top. Over to Pate. Back to Martin. Over to Atha. Atha's shot for three on the left side is no good. Corey Smith with a strong rebound for Novinger. Hands it off to Stoll, and we're going the other way. Stoll brings it across, sends it back to the right corner to Gunnels. Gunnels tries the jump shot, isn't able to convert. Macon County with the rebound, and Bailey will bring it back the other way. Bailey dribbles it into the right elbow, back out, sends it back out to Pate. Pate's shot for three is no good, but Atha gets the rebound. Atha into to Thompson. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Novinger's ball. 48 seconds left in the half. 27-10 now, making with the advantage. Actually, in the Lumen. Lumen to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes runs it in. Nice looking runner, but doesn't even come close. Macon County with the rebound. Pate will have it. 34 seconds. 32. Pate taking his time. Comes across. Over to Atha on the left wing. Atha back to the left corner. Try to get it in to Bailey as he's streaking down the lane. Ball goes out of bounds, but I think it'll stay with Macon County. Yeah, it does. 21 seconds left. Pate sends it out to Atha. Atha to Bailey. Back to the left corner. Back to Bailey. And went out of bounds, I think. It's around the corner from me. I can't really see it, but it's going to be Novinger's ball. 11.9 seconds. We'll see if Novinger can do anything with 11 seconds left. Lumen to Jake Hughes on the right side. He sends it to the right corner. Back out to Lumen. Lumen's shot. No good, but he's fouled in the process. So he'll go to the line with 2.4 seconds left in the half. Foul's going to be on Josh Bailey. That is his second. Lumen's first is good. Lumen's second is also good. Nothing but net. Good free throw shooter. Pate has it. 1 second. Makes the long shot. It hits the iron, but doesn't go in. So time expires in the first half of play. Macon County leads it 27-12. If you're just joining us, in the girls' consolation game, Palmyra wins it 53-29 over Macon County. We'll be back in 10 minutes for the second half of play in tonight's boys' consolation game between Macon County and Novinger. At this stage of the action, Macon County leads it 27-12. All right, we're about ready to get underway again for the second half of tonight's action between the Novinger Wildcats and the Macon County Raiders. At this juncture of the game, Macon County leads it 27-12. But we got another 16 minutes to play. And we'll see what happens in the rest of this story. It's going to be Novinger's ball. Jake Hughes is going to inbound it to awaiting Lumen. Lumen sends it to the Gunnels on the left wing. Back out to Lumen. Over to Jake Hughes on the right wing, back to Corey Smith in the right corner. Wants to send it in, but sends it back to Lumen. To Gunnels around the left side. In the lane to Atchley. His shot's no good. Thompson with the power move for Macon County on the steal. Or the rebound, I should say. Pate's going to bring it back the other way now for Macon County. Jake Hughes comes out to guard him. Pate sends it over to Martin on the left wing, back to Thompson in the corner. His shot is way off the mark. No good. Novinger with the rebound, and we're going the other way. Lumen brings it across the timeline to Gunnels. Back out to... not sure who had it there, but Gunnels has it. Sends it over to Lumen up top, over the right side. To Jake Hughes, high arcing shot over the defense, goes in. Novinger with the first points of the second half. Macon County gets it across the timeline to Lesher. Lesher out to Pate. Lumen with the steal. Easy layup is no good. And Lesher comes up with it for Macon County, and we're going the other way. Pate comes up, walks it across the timeline. He's going to be guarded by Lumen. Sends it to Martin. Back to Lesher. Around the horn to Pate over on the left wing. Pate out to Martin up top. Martin gets it to the free throw line to Bailey. To Thompson on the right side. His power move up off the glass is good. 29-14 now, Macon County. Novinger's Lumen brings it across the timeline to Gunnels on the left wing. Gunnels sends it to the left corner. Back out to Lumen to JQ's on top of the key, around the horn over to the right side to Gunnels. Shot by Eric Lumen is no good, and Lesher for Macon County with the rebound. Pate now is going to take the ball the other way. No pressure. Pate on the far left side to Lesher. Ball's almost stolen. Or to Martin, into Thompson, back out to Martin, the right wing to Bailey at the right corner, tries to get it into Thompson, and it's going to go out of bounds. They're going to call a foul, and the foul is going to be on Thompson. First foul on Thompson. First foul of the second half. Actually inbounds it to Lumen. Lumen over to Jake Hughes in the right wing. To Corey Smith on the corner. To Atchley at the right blocks. Back to Corey Smith under the basket. Splits the defense, gets it to the left side. Shot's no good. Atchley with the power move. Shot no good, but he's fouled in the process. So he'll get a line to shoot a couple. Foul, I think, is going to be on Lesher. Nope. That was wrong. It's going to be on Martin. First foul on Martin. Second team foul on Macon County. And we'll see what Cody actually can do from the line. Shots up. Nice looking rotation. Hits the front end of the iron, but goes in. Atha checks in for Lesha for Macon County. Actually, second shot is up. Does exactly the same thing. Falls in just like the first. Pate brings it across the timeline. Gets it up ahead to Martin. Martin and Thompson, and he's has the ball stripped from him. Goes out of bounds. I'm not sure if they're going to call a foul or not. Don't think so. Just going to say it was a clean strip. But it will stay with Macon County. Martin's going to inbound it. Sends it out to Pate on the left wing. He drives it into the left elbow. Nice looking shot. Does kind of the same thing that they did at the other end. It banged off the front end of the iron, but went in. 31-16 now, Macon County. Lumen to Gunnels. Gunnels over to the right side to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes hands it off to Smith. Smith out to Lumen. Lumen into Gunnels into the lane. His shot's no good. Thompson with the power rebound. Gets it up ahead to Bailey. Bailey dribbles it in. Shot's no good. Novinger comes up with a rebound, and we're going the other way. They get it all the way up to Etchley in a hurry. He takes it up the right block. Shot up off the glass is good. Or no, it's no good, but it's good with the putback. Put back, actually, I think, was by Smith. But in any event, Novinger with points. Pate takes it the other way, and he converts. 4:19 left in the third. Macon County leads it 33-18. Gunnels shoots for three. No good. Goes out of bounds, I believe, off of Smith. Now they're going to say it was off of Macon County, so it's going to be Novinger's ball. The inbounds to Gunnels, over to Smith, and they're going to call a spot foul. Foul, there's three Macon County boys there, and they're going to call it on 32, which is Joey Pate. First foul on him. Inbound is to the corner, shot's no good. Macon County comes up with a rebound, 3:59 left in the third. Pate walks it up. Comes across, sends it over to the right side. To Atha. Atha, cross court over to Pate. Pate back to Atha up top. Over to Martin on the right wing. And his ball is tipped by Lumen, and he's taking it coast to coast, and he is not able to make the easy layup. Macon County with the rebound. Send it up to Pate. Pate's going to take it in the lane. His shot at the left elbow is no good, but he's fouled in the process. So he will go to the line. The foul is going to be on 21, which is Eric Lumen. 33-18 Macon County with the advantage. 3:32 left in the third. Pates at the line for Macon County. Pate's first shot is short. Got some substitutions. Tyler Rodman checking in for Novinger. Pate's second shot. It's up, and this one's good. Doss inbounds it to Stoll. I think Doss just checked in the game as well. Stoll to Gunnels on the left side. Back out to Stoll, around the horn to J.Q. Back to Gunnels. To Rodman in the corner. They try to get it in the lane. Macon County with a steal. Bailey brings it across the timeline, hands it off to Thompson, and he drives it in the lane. Shot from the hip like the old gunfighters is no good. Stoll with Novinger sends it to the left corner. Shot by Jacques is no good. Pates with the rebound, and we're off to the races. Changes direction. Hands it off to Bailey. Bailey back out to Martin. Martin to Aether, around the horn to Pate. Into the left blocks to 22 Bailey, and he throws it out of bounds. So the ball will come back to Novinger. Doss inbounds it to Stoll. Stoll brings it across the timeline, sends it over to the right side, back to the corner to 25 Rodman, back out to Stoll to Lumen. Lumen over to Stoll. Stoll shot from three from the right wing. Comes up short, no good. And they're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be on Aether. The question will be, oh no, they're going to say it was after the shot, I guess, because they're not going to shoot it. This will be Novinger's ball. They get it in to Stoll. Stoll to Lumen. Back to the corner. Back out to Stoll. To Jacques. To Lumen. Shots no good. I think they're going to call an over the back. It's going to be against Rodman. This will be Macon County's ball. It's first foul on Rodman. Two on Novinger, four on Macon County. They get it into Pate. Pate hands it right back to Bailey. Bailey brings it across in a hurry. And they're going to say he stopped on the line. So with a turnover, it'll come back to Novinger. 2 minutes left in the third. Doss will inbound it to Stoll. Stoll brings it across the timeline. Over to Gunnels, right wing, back to Rodman in the corner. Across court to Lumen. Lumen's shot from the left side is no good. Pate with the strong rebound for Macon County. We're headed the other direction. 1:48 left in the third. Pate has it. Sends it over to Aether on the left wing. Aether kind of slows things down, but sends it back to Martin. Back to Thompson in the corner. Thompson to Bailey. Bailey shot up off the glass is good. 36-18 now, Macon County. 1:27 left in the third. Stoll brings it across the timeline. Sends it to Lumen, the left wing. Cross court to Gunnels. Gunnels drives it in, loses the handle on it, but comes all the way out, and Lumen gets his hand on it, sends it to the corner, and goes out of bounds. It's in that blind corner that I can't see anything, so I'm not sure who's going to get it. That's going to go to Novinger. 1:14 left in the third. Lumen inbounds it to the corner, but comes back to Lumen, cross court over to Gunnels. Gunnels back to Lumen. Lumen shot for three is no good. Pate with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction with 1 minute exactly left in the third period of play. Bailey back out to Aether, around the horn to Pate on the left side. Bailey in the corner sends it back out to Pate. Pate brings it out center court to reset the offense over to Aether on the right wing. Aether to Bailey in the corner. Bailey out to Pate up top, 34 seconds. To Bailey at the right wing. Bailey in the lane to Martin. Martin sends it back out, and they're going to... Not sure what that call is. Looked like a karate chop call, whatever that means. Anyway, with the turnover, it comes back to Novinger. 27 seconds left in the third period. Stoll sends it over to Gunnels on the right wing. Gunnels to Rodman, and they're going to say he stepped on the line. 19 seconds left. Bailey will inbound it. Nominger's going to bring up the press this time. They get it into Atha. Atha avoids the press, gets it up to Rowe. Rowe out to Atha. But Lumen with the steal. Lumen takes it in the lane. A little turnaround jump shot's no good. And Macon County with the rebound. 4 seconds left. Pate's taking it all the way. 2 seconds. He pulls up for the jumper. No good. Shot comes up short. So at the expiration of three, Macon County leads it 36-18. All right, here we go with the fourth period. Ball will be Macon County's. Pate has it, brings it across the timeline. Over to Bailey, the right wing. Back to Pate at the corner. Pate got it to Martin up the top of the key. Over to Bailey, left wing, back to Pate to the left corner. Sends it in the lane to Martin. His shot is no good. Macon County's Rowe with the rebound. The putback is good. 38-18 now, Macon County. Stoll brings it across the timeline. Sends it over to Lumen. Back at the Stoll. Around the horn over to Jake Hughes. Back to Stoll. Over to Lumen. Lumen shot from the left side is good for three. Coach for Macon County doesn't like what he sees. Calls the timeout. 7:15 left in the game. Macon County leads it 38-21. All right, here we go. Ball is going to be Macon County's. We'll get it up ahead to James Rowe. Rowe up to Thompson. Thompson to Pate. Pate in no hurry, puts the ball on the floor. Sends it to Rowe on the left side. Rowe puts it on the floor, gives it to Martin loses the handle on it, ends up in Novinger's hand. Stoll puts it on the floor, and now we're going to be a jump ball. Kind of sloppy ball handling here. It's going to be Novinger's ball. Stoll inbounds it to Lumen. Lumen to Ashley. Back out to Lumen. Lumen hits the three from the right side. 38-24 now. Pate brings it across the timeline and loses the handle on it. Actually, it's kind of knocked by Lesher, so it'll stay with Macon County. Bailey will inbound it to Pate. Back to Bailey. Bailey has it at the right wing. Gets it into Thompson. The right blocks. He shot up off the glass. Strong-looking move is good. Stoll brings it across the timeline for Novinger. Sends it over to the right side to Lumen. Back at the Stoll up top. Over to Jake Hughes, the left wing, back at Stoll. Back to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes dribbles it inside the arc. Shot's no good. Thompson with the rebound for Macon County. 6:14 left in the game. Macon County leads it 40-24. Pate walks it back. Sends it in to Bailey at the left blocks. Over to Thompson on the right side. He does the very same thing. Two more points for Macon County, 42-24. Stoll has it for Novinger. Comes across the timeline. In the lane to Corey Smith, and they're going to say Corey Smith walked with it. Full press by Novinger. Get it into Pate. Pate splits the defense. Over to Thompson. Man, that guy's unstoppable when he gets his hands on it. Two more points racked up for Macon County. Stoll brings it across the timeline. Over to Jake Hughes on the left side. Dribbles into the lane. Shot up off the glass is no good. Thompson with the rebound. The man does everything. Bringing the ball back himself. Comes across the timeline on the right side. Back to Pate in the corner. Pate's going to bring it out. No look pass back to Bailey. Bailey to Martin. To Pate on the left side now. Pate tries to get it in, but Novinger with the steal. And we're off to the races. Shot is up and good. Nearly has the ball stripped from him. It's going to be Eric Lumen. They're going to call a foul on number 33, James Rowe. But he's able to get it in for 2 points. And we'll see if he can make the old-fashioned trifecta. So with 4:57 left in the game, Macon County leads it 44-26. Here we go. Lumen's at the line for the bonus free throw. 44-26 now, Macon County. 4:57 left in the game. Lumen's shot is up. Good. Novinger staying in the press. Get it in, Zach Martin. Martin's going to break, split the defense, gets it up ahead. But Novinger's able to make the steal. Two on two. Lesher comes up with it momentarily, but gets it to Lumen. Lumen's shot's no good. They get it back out to number 25, Rodman. His shot's no good. Macon County comes up with it. Oh. Pate is on the floor. Almost tries to call a timeout, but they get it up ahead to Thompson. Thompson, ball goes through between his legs. Bailey has it. Sends it out. Round the horn over to Zach Martin on the right side. To Rowe up top, over to Pate on the left side. 4:13 left. Spin move by Pate. Takes it in, kicks it back out to Martin. In the lane to Thompson. They're going to call a charge on Thompson. Thompson doesn't like it. Ref gives him a little talking to. It's going to be Novinger's ball. Stoll has it for Novinger. 44-27 now. Ref calls a timeout. I think there may be something on the floor over there. Ref calls for a rag. He's going to go get the perspiration off the floor. Stoll inbounds it to Lumen. Back to Stoll. Stoll brings it across the timeline. Sends it to Lumen. Back to the corner to Rodman. Rodman into the lane to Atchley at the right blocks. Back at the left side to somebody over there. Shot's no good, but Pate ends up with it. Tate brings it across the timeline. Drives into the lane himself. Dishes it off over to Martin. His shot up off the glass is good. Nice looking move there by Macon County. Stoll brings it back for Novinger. Sends it over the left side to Jacques. Jacques dribbles into the lane. Sends it over to Lumen on the right wing. Ends up back into Jacques's hands. His nice looking turnaround jump shot from the right blocks is good. Tate for Macon County comes across the timeline. As the ball tipped by Jacques, going to be a scrum on the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball. 3:11 now left in the game. Macon County leads it 46-29. The arrow is going to favor Macon County, and so Pate will inbound it himself. Pate into Martin, into Thompson. Thompson sends it back out to Pate up top. Pate's going to drive it in, sends it back out to Bailey. Bailey to Martin up top, to Pate on the right wing. Pate puts it on the floor, guarded closely by Jake Hughes. Takes it around the horn, changes direction, comes out to the top of the key, all the way around to the right side. Actually goes for the steal, and they're going to call a foul on him. Three team fouls on Novinger, so the ref originally called it as one-on-one, but it's one-on-one the other way. So Pate will inbound to awaiting Bailey in the right corner. Back to Pate. It goes out of bounds, and it's knocked out by Novinger, so it'll stay with Macon County. Pate sends it all the way out to Rowe. Back to Pate. Pate is double team, sends it down to Rowe, the right blocks. Rowe back out to Pate. Pate over to Rowe on the left side. Into Bailey. Bailey's shot's no good, but he's fouled in the process. The foul is going to be on Tyler Rodman. That's his second. Bailey will go to the line. 2:18 left in the game. Macon County leads at 46-29. Bailey's shot is up, no good. Lesher checking in the game for Macon County. Josh Bailey's second shot is on its way, and this one is good. 47-29 now, Macon County. Stoll will bring it back the other way. It comes across the timeline, sets the offense over to Jacques on the left wing. Back out to Stoll, around the horn, over to Lumen. Lumen shot for three, comes up short. Thompson with the rebound to Pate. Out to Lesher. Lesher brings it across. Hands it off to Martin. Into Thompson. Shot up off the glass. It's good. 1:55 left in the game. Stoll into Rodman. Rodman is going to be fouled by Pate in the process of shooting, so he'll go to the line. Second foul on Pate. Rodman's first shot rattles around but stays in. Buckshot Anderson and Ross Roberts checking in the game for Macon County. Bailey coming out. 1:52 left in the game. 49-30. Second shot's no good. Pate with a strong rebound, but then it ended up going towards the out of bounds. I think Novinger might have touched it last, so it's going to stay with Macon County. No, they're going to call a foul on Dakota Jacques. Five team fouls on Novinger. Buckshot Anderson gets it into Lesher. They're going to say he walked with it. So it'll come back to Novinger. Evan Stoll is going to inbound it for Novinger. 1:48 left in the game. Stoll out to Atchley. Atchley shot the three. Not used to shooting out there, I would guess. Stoll had it, started to turn around and go up and ran right into the back of a Macon County player, and they're going to say he walked with it. So Anderson will inbound it for Macon County now. Anderson to Pate, hits the back of Jake Hughes' head, who was covering him, goes out of bounds. Pate to Lesher. Lesher breaks the timeline, has the ball stolen, stripped from him by Jake Hughes. Lumen shoots for three, is no good. Stoll with the rebound, and the putback is good. Timeout on the field now by Novinger. 49-32 now, Macon County with the advantage. Wholesale substitution now by Novinger. Let's see, got some new faces. 34, Wes Totch. Gunnels is still on. James Hatcher in the game. Anderson for Macon County gets it in for Thompson. Thompson sends it up ahead to Pate. 1:19 left in the game. Pate to new boy, Ross Roberts, back to Pate. Pate drives it in the lane, back to Roberts to the right block. Looks to get it in to Lesher, but the ball ends up on the floor. But Novinger ends up with the ball. Rowe takes it all the way in, and they're going to call a foul on Buckshot Anderson, but boy, he looked to be like he was in position. Travis Gunnels will go to the line for Novinger. 59.5 seconds left in the game. Macon County leads it 49-32. First shot's up and good. Make that 49-33. Ethan Rowe back in the game for Macon County. Mario Aguero in the game for Novinger. Totch with the rebound sends it out to Hatcher. Hatcher shot's no good. Aguero with the shot. That's no good. Anderson with the rebound. To Lesher. To Atha. Sends it up ahead. Aguero ended up with it momentarily, but it ends up in Rowe's hands. Ross Roberts had a hand in that. He went down to the ground hard. I think it was his ankle. Atha is going to inbound it for Macon County. 43 seconds left. Send it out to Anderson. To Rowe. The ball is stolen by Novinger. By Lumen. And Lumen is going to be fouled in the process by James Rowe. 36 seconds left. Lumen to the line for Novinger. Lumen shot. Nothing but net. Lumen's second shot. Rattles around but goes in. 49-35 now. Anderson into Lesher for Macon County. Up ahead to Atha. Atha up to Lesher. Lesher over to Rowe. His shot is in and out. And it's out of bounds off of Wes Totch for Novinger, and so it'll stay with Macon County. Atha is going to inbound it. to Anderson. Anderson out to Rowe. Over to Ross Roberts. To Atha. Back to Roberts. Ball was stolen by Aguilera. He's going to take it all the way. And it's in. Good job. I think that's Aguilera's first points. Lesher brings it across the timeline. Nearly loses the handle on it. Bounces between his legs, though. Sends it to Atha on the left wing. Turnaround shot is up and no good. And time expires. Macon County wins it 49-37. And in the earlier consolation game, Palmyra Junior Varsity wins it 53-29 over Macon County. And we've got the third place girls game coming up next between Clark County Junior Varsity and the Knox Varsity Girls. So we got the clock set for 10 minutes, the award presentation for the consolation boys, and we'll be back in a few. So stay tuned.